last time on Paint It Black.
New York mustaches. He wants a mustache ride.
I want a mustache ride. I want a mustache ride.
Who wants a fucking mustache ride?
I don't really.
Strip now, tell me, do you really want to love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or am I caught in a hit and run?
And now these are your tributes, everybody, for the 74th annual Hunger Games.
Please kill me early.
Spike Lee doesn't even fucking fund his own movies anymore. He goes on,
he went on Kickstarter.
So suck my right. Kickstarter.
Who wants to guess? Who wants to guess it?
No, say
Django.
Jimmy Fox.
I whip my hair back and forth.
How many assholes we got on this ship anyhow?
Go!
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Good night, everybody.
I don't know how many times I can make that mistake.
Welcome back to the Week in Review, Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Bird.
The more previously ons I hear, the more I realize that we are just a hot mess over here.
Bring.
Case in point.
Right there. Well,
listen, at this point, he blew his load early, you know?
That was a rogue sound from Lou's rogue computer over there.
How's everyone doing? It's December. Welcome to Painted Black Podcast. As you heard in the intro, I'm Pete. That's Brian over there.
Yeah, messing up the intro with the outro.
We got Lou over there.
I'm just messing up everything.
Next to me is Jillian.
Big up to Mandela.
Across the table, we got Danielle. Being shy. And joining us this week, host of A-Squad Podcast, Rise Like Phoenix himself, Mr. Dan Pilkar.
What's crack-a-lockin', man?
So at the end of the show, when he mentions A-Squad and he forgets you, you could tell him, like, yo, what the fuck, Pete?
Yeah.
I'll just jump over the fucking table.
I kind of accidentally leave you out of every plug.
It's like, hey,
listen to A-Squad, starring me as the sidekick.
Well, you know, people come to the show for one reason.
And it's not Brian.
You've got nothing!
On point, as usual. How's everyone's week going?
Hey, man, can't complain. We saw some riff tracks. It's Christmas season.
Santa Claus conquers the Martians.
I would just like to... I'm going to tell you, he didn't conquer shit.
He didn't conquer anything.
By definition, the word conquer means to overcome or to take with military force.
He conquered.
Santa didn't do shit.
He kind of rolled up and chuckled a while. And there was not much going on.
Oh, Droppo.
Droppo. Terrible. Terrible movie.
Really?
Great riff tracks.
Yeah.
One of the 10 worst movies of all time, I believe.
I got something
no,
to
Manos
show
Manos Hands
like,
at the Fate.
Actually, like, legitimately, if you look it up.
I got a few to show you.
I was going
to
say, if you want me to give you 10 DVDs.
Quick. No, I mean, like, when you type the name and it says.
It's one of the top 10 worst movies ever.
Quick question, just 30 seconds out. Worst movie you ever saw. Brian.
Oh, man. That fucking Harry Potter shit. That was the worst.
Oh, fuck you, Jillian.
No, wait. Time out. What's that other movie with... it's like that British movie with...
to happen. Just name a movie.
You don't like... what's it called? Children of Men.
And Looper. The trilogy of shit right there.
Okay.
Disagreed, but okay.
Strongly disagreed.
Jillian, you want to keep going?
There's a riff track that he did over it, or a Mystery Science Theater. It's this thing about pilots. Literally no plot line. None. I pay attention to the plot lines in that shit for some reason. There was nothing.
Because that was literally just like trying to get you to join the Air Force movie.
Yeah, it sucked.
Now, do we want worst movie that I actually secretly love or worst movie in that I can't stand?
Worst, I think.
Can't watch it.
Yeah.
Anything starring Adam Sandler.
Done. Oh, we knew that. We knew that, didn't we?
Not a surprise.
You love him.
All right, so
fucking hate him.
Mine is a movie called Real Horror, spelled R-E-E-L.
Of course.
It actually kept Mikey... from getting laid one night.
Wow.
That is that why you hate it?
No.
Don't hate on the play, hate on the game.
I mean, we used to go to Blockbuster buy these $2 movies, right?
This is a long time ago. Blockbuster?
Yeah. So we'd buy when they were going out of business, we'd buy their out of business movies, you know? And so we'd usually power through these awful movies, but this one.
Trying to wow a chick with some out of business movies?
I forced him to keep the movie. He brought a date over one night, and then she's like, oh, let's watch this. They never spoke again.
You have a whole wall, did you have a whole wall of the white and blue, like, of the Blockbuster?
No, because, I mean, they had their own covers.
No, I'm sorry, you can't watch that one. Somebody borrowed that one. That one's out right now.
I'm just saying right now, try to get those movies back now. Try. Go ahead.
Danielle, what's yours?
Jennifer's Body.
That movie sucks.
Oh, no.
Garbage.
No.
That movie's garbage.
I can watch it on mute.
Oh, man, Sifri's titties. Shut up. I love that movie.
Crap.
Waking the Dead with Nicolas Cage. Yummy.
Oh, I didn't go with Nicolas Cage, really.
Waking the Dead, Nicolas
Cage. Wait, I thought...
Oh, here we go. You ready?
What's your problem?
Are you ready?
Wait
for it. There's too many self-indulgent wieners in this city with too much bloody money.
Worst line ever. I don't care about the toad. This motherfucker delivers it worse than any human ever should.
Too many self-indulgent wieners. That is pretty bad.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, I was outside Starbucks.
Put me in a fucking funk for the whole show. Let's get on with this fucking
thing. I didn't mean to start that. All
right. Why don't we jump right into the news with Jillian?
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Black Studios, here is the news.
Now, if you could take a break from drawing mustaches on all the photos on your piece of paper there.
But it's so much fun.
Focus on the task at hand.
Okay. I'm going to rock in burgundy. All right. Sorry, I've had a few. I'm be honest, News Girl has had a few this
and
evening.
And the news.
Okay. Wife tells hubby to choose between her and Harley. Hubby sells both. In a surprising twist to a familiar inquiry, one Virginia man says his wife does indeed come with the bike.
Not with him so much.
Not with him. In a Craigslist post published this week, Bob White put his 2006 Harley-Davidson XL 1200L Sportster up for sale after his wife allegedly told him to choose between her or the hog. However, if you'd like to buy his wife too, that can be arranged, according to White. The Charles City man says he's entertained cash offers and trades for either or both and goes on to list the comparable attributes.
Let me see the picture.
Well, this is the better one, with her with the Santa hat on.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the one where I did a little picture on.
She looks better with the devil stash.
That's a Snidely Whiplash.
Snidely Whiplash.
That's like a photo from like the 1990s.
That is a sweet white leather jacket she's wearing.
Uh-huh.
Sweet.
Where does
she's
this take place?
She's got a mustache. That's a gross.
That's a gross.
Charles City somewhere. You guys have all my news stories, so it's Charles City somewhere.
Charles City somewhere. Our 51st state.
It says Virginia.
Thank you.
Virginia.
Person with...
Unless the wife's name is Virginia, I just...
No, it was Virginia. Charles City, Virginia.
You can't really see her that well.
She's a fairly attractive blonde, but I'll go into more detail as soon as you give me back my new story.
It's a baggy jacket. Who knows what's under it?
That was so in 1985, A6, A7, and up until 2000.
Stonewashed denim, poodle hair, white leather jacket.
All right.
I seriously thought that was a Long Island story.
Well, let's,
after the picture.
Let's compare and contrast. Okay, so the Sportster. It's 2006 XL 1200L Sportster in excellent condition. Wife, 1959 model year in excellent condition considering.
He wrote considering.
Uh-oh.
I love it.
Sportster. Only 6,500 miles, less than 900 miles per year. Wife, high mileage. Sportster, well-maintained and it shows, see the picture. Wife, high maintenance, it shows, see the picture. Sportster, fresh oil, change and filter, didn't need it. Wife, oil never changed, but checked regularly.
How?
We all know, he uses dipstick.
Yeah.
What they left out the pertinent information, how many owners has each of them?
Right.
Well, we're getting...
Give me the Carfax.
Sports... Show me the Carfax.
You want the Carfax, don't you?
Sportster. Gently ridden, never ridden in the rain, stored in climate-controlled garage.
I see where this is going.
Uh-oh.
Wife. Anyone guess?
A harlot.
She's a fucking bitch.
Ridden hard.
You read it. Rode hard, put up wet.
I can see it over your shoulder.
You have really great eyesight. Rode hard, put up wet. Mm. So basically, he took better care of the hog than he did his wife.
Not from that last statement.
Mm-hmm. Nice, Dan.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, while the Sportster is available for try before you buy test rides, the wife is not. Don't even go there, White says.
So why bother posting the ad?
Yeah.
Right, you already went there, White.
Yeah.
Like, obviously.
Jeez. How much would you pay for each?
Oh, let's do Price is Right.
Price is Right.
How much for both the Harley and the wife? Or which would you pay more for?
The Harley.
Well, does she cook and clean?
Neither does the wife.
Obviously not.
Hey, she'll just make me get rid of the Harley.
I doubt she does either if she's
high maintenance.
I'm gonna whip this little bitch in the face if she makes a peep.
I don't think I heard that one.
Where did that come from?
Whoa, that was a big one.
I don't give any opportunities to throw that out there.
Lou's playing like this whole Freudian thing with his sound bites right now.
Whip this bitch in the face. What Danny DeVito movie was that?
It was fucking It's Always Sunny when they're trying to get the vase.
Yeah. Oh.
And they're playing all Indiana Jones like.
All right.
Next story.
Dr. Love Triangle goes terribly wrong. When the director of a Texas hospital found out that her radiologist's husband was cheating on her with a fellow radiologist, she apparently lost it, telling the other woman that she would dislocate her vagina. Before breaking into her house, where she scattered condoms and wrote messages on a bathroom mirror in red lipstick. This episode of General Hospital got really exciting.
Red Ram. Red Ram.
42-year-old Angela Siller.
Oh, shit.
Is that a beer?
No.
Take it easy.
Dog. Phone down. Down.
Oh. As I was saying, 42-year-old Angela Siller Fisher.
Don't kick it.
hang on. We got to wrap this up. We got to get this under control.
Cell phone down.
We put the two shortest people in the room on one corner of the table, and neither of them can reach the floor.
On
right
the highest two chairs. It's so cool.
Let's see who survives.
I can't get it.
You made me snore.
Don't make me jump down.
It is so high for me.
Gotta hop down. All right, let's go on with the story.
42-year-old Angela Siller Fisher was the medical director of the Ben Taub General Hospital in Houston and a teacher at Baylor College of Medicine, where her husband, Brandon, is a radiologist. On Sunday, Siller Fisher apparently found out her husband had been cheating on her with a coworker, radiologist Marcel Mallory. This literally is like a soap opera. And apparently, it did not go over very well.
Can't imagine why not.
No, you're giving her that dick? That's totally cool with me.
That's cool. We're just good. Just have him back by 8.
Yeah, whatever. According to the complaint, Scylla Fisher's husband called Mallory to warn her. Mallory was scared, so she took her children and left the house. At some point, Scylla Fisher called Mallory, telling her she was going to beat her fucking ass whore and dislocate her vagina.
Neither of those make much
just
sense.
Just dislocate that shit.
I'm going to beat your fucking ass whore.
She's going to beat her ass whore and dislocate her vagina.
I'm going to dislocate your goddamn vagina.
I'd have been like, your husband already did, and hung up the phone.
Boom. Then, according to security footage, Scylla Fisher kicked in a doggy door at Mallory's house.
Kicked in a doggy door?
And broke
it. Just
show a brute strength.
She popped her hand and was like, rah, 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 rah.
You got the dog barking.
Once inside, she texted Mallory a photograph of Mallory's bedroom and wrote, whore and homewrecker on the woman's bathroom mirror in red lipstick.
Bullshit.
Perhaps this is why he cheated on her, because she's fucking crazy.
Also stupid. Let's get her in there. Let's get some spray paint. This is the most Let's do some damage.
Cliched, like, revenge for cheating ever. It's right in a homewrecker.
What's that, ex?
According to Smoking Gun, Scylla Fisher also left condoms in each step on a stairway.
I just keep
hearing
Isla Fisher. Is anybody else? Like, I'm picturing the actor.
That redheaded beauty was like, boom! Motherfucker!
Here's a Trojan for you, and a Mr. Chic for you, and a lifestyle because I hate you.
Was there an Oprah? Like, for you? Alright.
Oh, okay.
You get a humpback whaling. You get a humpback whaling.
She just doesn't want to get herpes from this hoe. That's all I'm saying.
Just saran wrap that shit.
Got gangsta.
Just saran wrap that shit. You're good.
You can only do that at Call the back. Base.
Gotta get a Glade, get some Glade saran wrap, and that's herpes proof.
Only at the base. That's for skin-to-skin contact.
Of course, at the base.
Not the liquid.
Doctor's proof Glade saran wrap.
Maybe you should use some saran wrap, Brian. I heard it makes you last longer.
Oh.
Oh, dude.
Oh, you say. Womp womp.
And that was the conclusion of this episode of General Hospital for that story. On to more scarier things, kids.
Which one's next?
Horned Austrians roam the streets in search of naughty children.
Oh, this is...
Okay, so about last year, Brian and I were watching our favorite show, The League, where one of the characters who hates Christmas invades the mall as Krumpus, who is the demon who punishes naughty children at Christmas. I thought this was make-believe, but apparently it's a real thing.
Dan, you got kids. Are you listening?
No.
This is important.
Krumpus! This is the best thing that's ever happened to Christmas, in my opinion. Pete, would you like to... You have the actual news story in front of you?
Well, there's not much of a story here to it. But in Central Europe, people get into this... I'm going to mispronounce everything in this thing.
Yeah,
it's pronounced
impossible.
Central Europe.
No. Every word following Central Europe.
Austrians in New Stift right. in...
I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it verbatim here. Ready? Our friends in Central Europe get into the spirit with... Fuck.
With fuck?
Krampusnacht. A magical Krampus. Celebration in which revelers dress as Krampus, a beast-like creature generically demonic in appearance, roam the street looking for impudent youths to terrorize, and it's legal in pre-Christian Alpine folklore. While St. Nicholas was busy each year dispensing gifts for good boys and girls, Krampus, the anti-St. Nick, was out getting his jollies by punishing youngsters who had misbehaved. That evolved into an annual and enduring ritual wherein villagers dressed up as Krampi, the plural, accompany St. Nicholas and angels as they visit households to dole out rewards or reprimand as the preceding year's behavior dictates. And then it's all pictures. And this is terrifying.
Did you see the cartoon with the demon spanking the baby?
Oh, it's all right here on the site.
Oh, it's so creepy,
yeah, Lou,
guys.
You can take a look at
the images look like something from the movie Legend.
Has anybody seen Troll 2?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
They're going to eat her. Then they're going to eat me.
They all look like they're dressed in Troll 2 costumes and are punishing children throughout the city of...
And these children aren't coming willingly.
Of, what city is this?
Shut up. Lou. Don't do that, Lou.
No, Lou.
No, Lou.
No.
No. No, Lou.
They're raping the children.
No, well, in one scene where Krumpus is spanking a baby, I don't doubt it, but no.
Does not approve.
An actual quote from the children at this place.
Let's get the hell out of there!
Followed.
They all look like a combination of Troll 2 and White Walkers from Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Oh, they're fucking creepy.
Look at that one. Yeah. His blood shooting out of his face and everything.
I have a request.
I can't see from here. That makes me not happy.
I would like Paint and Black Comics to do a special Christmas edition involving Krumpus.
The Krumpus?
We would have to start that this Christmas.
Yeah, start so it's out by next Christmas. I want this to happen. Because that thing is scary.
Oh my God.
That thing's amazing.
the images you sent me are horrifying.
Thank you.
Lots of visual on this audio show.
This is great for a podcast.
All
next
right.
story, Jill. Next
thing.
Carjackers who stole a truck full of radioactive waste likely to die.
Oh, I heard this one.
What's the under-over on these carjackers living? Let's go to Lou.
2 years.
Not likely to survive.
2 years.
Lou's computer has a hair trigger, apparently.
It really does.
Dan, you're over. It's two to 3 days.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's how much toxic waste was in there, man?
I'll read. Pro tip to any aspiring carjackers out there. If you're going to steal a truck, make sure it's not one filled with radioactive waste. On Monday, a driver transporting discarded cobalt-60 from medical devices in Mexico stopped along a highway to take a nap, which is also a bad idea, when two gunmen jacked his truck. The thieves likely had no idea the truck's contents were radioactive. Odds are they targeted because it was a newish 2007 Volkswagen with an attached crane. But the carjacking triggered a minor international panic, and the International Atomic Emergency Agency issued a statement about the theft. At the time the truck was stolen, the source was properly shielded, says IAEA. However, the source could be extremely dangerous to a person if removed from the shielding or if it was damaged.
Now, when I heard this originally, it's like medical waste, right?
Yuck.
It's not like weapons grade
plutonium. No, it's medical waste. What
you use to power a DeLorean. It's
basically every time you're in a doctor's office or hospital and you see those like green or red things with hazardous material in there, that's what it was.
Right.
And probably not even the stuff that we see. It's probably like the stuff they had like in the back.
But it's
basement.
Still some gross shit that'll kill you.
Yes. So again, if it's, the shell is broken or if you open it, bad things happen. Which unfortunately is exactly what they did. So, when the authorities discovered the truck with the shielding removed and the Cobalt 60 exposed, they knew someone was likely to die. Quote, "The person or people who took this out are in very great risk of dying." Says name I can't pronounce because it's super Mexican and I don't understand that. But he's Mexico's Commissioner on Nuclear Safety and Safeguards who knew they had
one. That's not even a Mexican name. Juan Eibenschultz?
Well, no, obviously, no, that one.
Oh.
Obviously, the Mexican fucking nuclear...
Mardonio Jimenez.
Thank you, Cuban Pete.
Mardonio.
This was a Mexican nuclear Jimenez.
He was on his way to bury it in the desert.
When you hear a carjack leads to
they fucking
nuclear fallout...
They carjacked the burro full of fucking toxic waste.
And when he perishes, the guy's going to be like...
Ay, no es bueno.
Ay, no me gusta.
No me gusta.
Well, you guys should. You guys should have already paid attention that this
Hispanics
was.
Cry. If you didn't know,
I'm aware.
That's how we shed tears.
That was good.
Thank you.
You already knew this was in Mexico, besides the fact that I said that was in Mexico, in fact that the truck driver stopped to take a nap. No American truck driver takes naps. In fact, by law, they're supposed to, and they still don't do it. Anyway, the average time of survival after an exposure is between 1 to 3 days, according to, say that name again for me, Pete, Jimenez?
Oh, Mardonio Jimenez.
Thank you. The material was discovered half a mile from a town of about 6,000 people, but authorities say the population isn't at risk, which I say bullshit to. Fortunately, there are no people where the source is radioactive, says Juan Eibenschultz? Eibenschultz.
That sounds German.
That's German.
There's no danger to the people of this
Eibenschultz.
Eibenschultz.
I think what we're looking at is a Nazi war criminal that worked his way into the Mexican
I think
government.
So.
Exactly. I am not a Nazi!
He is, and I'll give you the title, Director General of the Commission on Nuclear Safety.
Yeah, that's
false.
It.
Nazi. Quote, "What's important is that the material has been located and the place is being watched to guarantee no one gets close."
Jillian, what the fuck was that accent?
I don't know
that
anymore.
Went mad scientist.
She went mad really scientist in a hurry.
The containers weren't marked? Like,
dude, if you're a carjacker.
I like to think that it was on purpose. Like, the guys are just like, nah, man, we could die. He's like, nah, man, we could get superpowers, you know?
There's some spiders in there that bite us and shit.
Let's roll the dice.
In Mexico, they have, like, weird, like, I guess, pictures for, like, the hazardous stuff. It's just a guy taking a nap.
They have no pictures, man. Yeah. I went down to Mexico. They had a shark tank. There wasn't even a fucking a wall. Like, they're like, if you fall in, you fall in. Yeah. We don't have to feed them today.
This is how we weed them out, man.
All right,
what's next? Selection.
I'm all out of news stories all now. Right.
Jump to some stupid people.
It's my favorite.
And then we'll do some fun stuff.
Stupid people. Oldie
right.
But a goodie.
We got a couple things. Let's see. We got a boyfriend on... girlfriend violence. We got video games story.
That's why I'm here, homie.
Since you're here. And we got some drug stuff. What do you want to hear first?
Boyfriend on girlfriend violence.
Woo!
Your lips. It's so good.
I don't know what that meant, but okay.
Well, the drugs.
We'll just do the
we're talking about boyfriend
the headline
violence.
Here. Girlfriend playfully shoots and kills boyfriend.
Oh. I'm being playful. Bang, 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 you're dead.
Oh, so that's girlfriend on boyfriend violence.
I said it wrong. But I just picture the scene and this is the end. Bang, bang. Bang, bang.
Bang. Bang.
Hey, guess where this took place?
Florida!
Yay! I like having you guys here. Florida woman inadvertently killed her boyfriend when she, quote, playfully shot him with a gun when she wasn't aware it had been loaded. Justin Holt, 22 years old, and his girlfriend, Aaron Steele, 20, were visiting a friend this past Sunday when another friend arrived with a pistol that was passed around the group. Gun was not loaded, of course, and they spent the day, quote, dry firing the empty gun at each other.
That always precedes it, you know?
Yeah. It's too much dry firing, and you end up with an explosion on your hands.
He also had to watch a movie he wasn't interested in before it happened.
At some point, the gun's owner, Joshua Henry, loaded the gun and put it on the counter when the girlfriend, Steele, unaware it had been loaded.
Steele? Like the...
Steele. Ellen Steele.
He just loaded it for no reason?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. According to this, he was just like, fuck it.
Let's not tell anybody I loaded
it. Right, he hasn't worked since he was fired from being an extra on that Brandon Lee movie.
Oh, my God. That's really good.
It's too much.
Oh, that derailed me, though.
That's awesome.
So apparently, he loads the gun for no reason, puts it on the counter, girl goes, hey, let's play that fun game again, and...
You know, Russian
bang,
roulette.
Bang. Yeah.
And the rest of the story kind of writes itself. Yeah, he's dead. He's dead.
Yeah.
Here's get to the no hard feelings part.
There's a no hard feelings part?
Apparently, the family of the victim... knows the girl.
Oh,
They don't hold her responsible. They understand.
I have the quote here.
Well, I have the quote.
And I guess I just picked a whole bouquet of oopsie daisies.
Yeah, and apparently...
Well played, my fine fellow.
When they were playing around, this is what they were playing around to.
Waiting.
What are we doing?
Don't you play it.
What?
I think tonight, Soul Productions presents the Boy Band of the Decade!
Bang, bang, bang!
Are we really gonna?
Yes.
Are we doing the whole song?
We're in.
What are we doing?
We're just gonna talk over it.
Okay. We'll have the quote from the grandfather of the dead man. We have a lot of compassion for her because she's got to live with that, no matter what she does, for the rest of her life. Apparently, they're being pretty nice about it.
They killed the kid, though.
Can we all just look at Lou for a minute? This is great.
I think finger banging everybody.
I think they knew that one way or another he was going to go out in a stupid manner. I think they knew what they were dealing with.
All right, we're gonna.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't get accidentally shot during this, huh?
We're gonna jump ahead to let's do the drug story.
My car is excited.
South Park's a funny show. Let's all watch it.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to the place just above Florida. Let's go to Georgia, where a Wendy's employee ended up in jail last month after she allegedly misplaced, in quotes, the blunt she was smoking inside a burger that was served to a customer. Shalon Travis found the half...
Shalom Travis?
Shalon, with an N. Found the half-smoked blunt in her cheeseburger that she purchased on November 1st. Upon arrival at home, she took her food out of the bag and noticed a strange odor in her hamburger. Said Lieutenant Michael Gaddis of the Atlantic Journal, whatever. When she opened it, she discovered a partially smoked marijuana cigarette. So you know it's from the news. They call it a marijuana cigarette.
Marijuana cigarette.
Was it on fucking Univision?
Univision.
Right. Was that the news story?
Do you want him to read the rest of this in Spanish? Because I don't.
A little bit.
Okay. When the officer arrived, they confronted 32-year-old Amy Sieber, who reportedly confessed to the crime.
She was quoted as saying, I work at fucking Wendy's.
I'm 32, and I work at Wendy's.
And you should see the mugshot. The mugshot.
When the,
it's her going, like, throwing up the peace sign.
When the officer found out what was in the burger.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah, we have it. Oh, that's the other guy. Here we go.
Oh.
Nice.
When the,
classy lady.
When the officer found out in the burger, he was quoted as saying, that is nice. That is nice.
What is that? From?
It's Randy Marsh smoking weed.
Actually. Oh, okay.
And when the customers found out, they said this.
He took his job. He took his girl. The kids.
They were not happy.
We haven't gone to that part of the story.
Again, South Park,
Lou.
Available on Netflix and Comedy Central.
We love you.
All right. So,
anyway, where were we? Apparently, the woman had been smoking while she worked. Now, that confounds me.
Smoking while you work?
How do you not notice in a Wendy's? You're in a Wendy's.
It's not a big space.
There's no partition.
I notice it when I walk past the Ed Sullivan Theater every morning.
Yeah.
Which is across from Roseland. I'm like, oh, contact high.
Yep.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
I actually try and hold my breath when I walk into a Wendy's, so that would probably be it.
Let's see. She has since been fired. and released a statement saying that she broke the rules by not following proper food handling steps.
I don't know that that's the only thing that she did.
You're supposed to put out your blunt before you get in the fucking burger making station.
The manager was quoted as saying, puff, puff, pass.
Wait, I have a question. How do we not have Ed McMahon going, oh, what's his face? You're fired.
Vince McMahon.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're Ed McMahon.
Fired. No, you gotta fired. But here's the check for $1 million.
You gotta get that spray, spacely sprocket. You're fired.
Fired. You're fired.
That's a nice throwback.
That's making me laugh. Takes me back to my brother's wedding. When my brother,
you're
no,
scary.
No, my brother was the best man. Literally, Vince McMahon walked down the aisle with the full strut and everything, and when he got to the end, he went, "You're married."
See, I wasn't far off. I was even
really
there.
Ruined the whole wedding. Man.
Really did. My grandmother won't
really
talk to us anymore.
Himself.
Nonetheless, Wendy's has offered to pay the customers medical expenses and has even generously thrown in a $50 gift certificate.
As long as they're in junior bacon cheeseburgers.
Blunt. Yeah, I'm sure she's really hungry for more Wendy's.
Because I want some more burgers. Give me that $50 gift certificate.
Yeah, can I get cocaine with my...
That's nice. That's a warm family moment.
I'd like some cocaine with my Frosty, please.
I would too, actually.
Cocaina?
We'll make Frosties better.
All right,
let's see the video game story. Teen spends $750 for an Xbox One photo and gets what he paid for. I'm sorry to take this out of
Xbox
the
One?
A-Squad news stories. But
I wasn't going to do it. It sounds boring.
A dude...
fuck yourself, Dan. Go fuck yourself.
Translation, boring.
If you want more of this smarminess, tune into the A-Squad podcast.
Starring all of us here.
A young... Yeah, exactly.
Minus me.
Headlining Pete Berg.
Anyway, this guy decided to go on eBay, try to get a Xbox One for his son, his 4-year-old son.
He's a teen dad, by the way.
Teen dad, yes. Yeah, 19 years old.
That's what you should be saying.
And his son's playing Xbox?
And he's getting it for his son. I'm telling you right now, this guy's trying to buy it for himself and he's trying to play this shit
up. Of course
up
he is.
Media.
Of course he is.
Come on now.
Boom.
This guy's dumb.
Yeah, I got dig. Because I was trying to buy an Xbox One, you know.
For my 4-year-old.
Here's how dumb this 19-year-old father of a 4-year-old is.
Damn.
He bid up to $750. Well, it's in England, so it was about 458 quid, if you will.
He was still only 15.
He's got disposable income like that with a child at 19?
15 years old.
But
he's trying to buy an Xbox on eBay. Instead, bids excessively on a photo of an Xbox. And he got a photo of an Xbox. Jillian, will you show them the picture of him holding his prize?
How much was the...
Winner!
How much was the Xbox? The picture of the Xbox?
$750.
How many other people bid on it is the question.
Does not say.
Well, did you bring a point that this was... I don't know if you guys had it here in America.
Oh, wait. At the time of this writing, 80 bids on this item.
No, not on that item. It's for Xbox First Day.
Oh, that's for an initial X. Oh, I see what
it is. Yeah, I have that.
Well, he'll always remember.
Which was $11,000 fucking. Go to hell.
That's for...
What's wrong with you people?
Someone who's doing for the packaging of... The Xbox First Day Edition. Just the packaging.
I mean, I have an Xbox One, and me and Ryze do. I'm sorry, Dan does. I wouldn't pay $11,000 to be like, Xbox, turn on. I mean, Xbox, power on. Motherfucker!
They're very frustrating.
Yeah, if I wanted a cable box, I had to yell at.
Xbox, snap! Snap!
God help you if you have surround sound, right. Too, because that thing can't hear you.
Xbox, snap TV.
What?
I said I want to watch Tiny TV and play video games with no volume.
I'm sorry, son. I can't quite hear you. I'm an Xbox. I can't hear you over this awesome
No, you
got to
go full
sound.
Howl on it.
Xbox, Tiny Hulu now.
I'm sorry, Dan. I cannot complete that order.
Mwah, mwah, mwah.
I know you can't.
Daisy.
So, all right, this guy's just a fucking idiot.
He's stupid.
He's just a fucking idiot.
He's a 19-year-old dad. No, he's white and he's English.
Look at him. His apartment looks like shit.
Yeah, he's poor white trash in England.
Look at him. He's got one of those battery clocks on the wall. Right. Those IKEA joints.
He's poor.
Like a dollar.
He really needed the
point
Xbox.
And laugh. Point and laugh.
He's English, white, and poor.
Usually, if you're going to post a picture of yourself with, like, getting jerked like that, you have a smiling face. Be like, you got one over on me.
Oh,
he's got, like,
got
a serious, like, stone face. They got me.
That's a full-on grimace.
Yeah. Well, eBay actually backs his claim and is telling the seller that you have to give him back his money.
They're like, international rules, fuck you even.
Right.
Suck my dicky.
I'm just saying, Brian, on Christmas morning, if I give you in a box a picture of Crow T Robot instead of an actual puppet, you'll be pretty bummed.
No, you'll be pretty bummed when I return your shit. Like,
is it a Chanel bag?
It would have been.
It's a picture
I'm
of a Chanel
jealous.
Bag.
Damn.
It's a receipt for one.
That you gave some other bitch. Yeah. You asshole. All
right, so let's go
Danielle,
on.
Danielle, what would you do in that situation?
I whip my hand back and forth.
That is what I would
do. Fucking odd response. All right. That is actually the correct response.
Moving on.
You got nothing else to do?
That is dead on girl
response.
I'm not
going to ask you
response.
Any more questions.
How would you figure that would work out, Danielle?
Listen.
Look at
his hair.
Look at I mean, whip it back and forth, then. I don't know.
Lou, you should have mixed it too, man. You should have, like, yum. Yeah.
What do you think about this, Pete?
Yum a dum dum. There's nothing safe from this man.
All right.
That's it for stupid people. You guys want to play a game or something?
I would love to play a game.
Yeah. Why don't we do some hashtag?
Hashtag. A man of a thousand voices right here.
Word.
All right. So what we're going to do, I'm going to read through the stories again real quick. You guys try to come up with a hashtag.
All right. I thought you had a piece of paper. I thought you were leaning on this thing.
No, just, I was straight right now. All right.
Real quick. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Man sells his bike and wife. Dr. Love Triangle. The Krumpus in Austria. Uh-huh. The carjackers who stole radioactive waste. We got the girlfriend who playfully killed her boyfriend. The man who spelled $750 for an Xbox photo. Two douchebags whispering on the other side of the table.
I've got a hashtag for that one.
And
hashtag your dick.
And the woman who served a blunt at Wendy's.
I thought we only did stupid people. Five.
Too bad.
All right.
So first story. The man who tried to sell his motorcycle and his wife. Who wants to start it? Anybody got one?
I'll go. Yes. Okay. hashtag Easy Rider.
Easy Rider.
Nice.
Can anybody top it?
Hashtag two used hogs.
No. Bravo, sir.
Thank you.
Can anybody top that one?
No.
Anybody mine care was, to offer an attempt?
Mine was too close. It was hogs for sale.
Hogs for sale. Yeah. I like two
I
used
hogs.
I will
do a backup of, I don't know, show me the Carfax.
That was pretty good, but
it's all
right. I gotta give it to Dan unless somebody could chime in. Anybody got one better? No?
No, that's it.
No
wins.
All right. Point to Dan. Next one. Dr. Love Triangle.
Alright. I'll say RXXX.
Without seeing your face, it's gonna lose something, but
I've got one eyebrow up.
No, he meant RXX eat like EX.
I got what he was going for.
No,
because XXX sounded like
pornography.
Yeah. Was that what you're trying to do?
Yeah.
No, wrong. It's EXX as an ex-husband.
Jillian, why don't you stop correcting his and try
I'm
to come and give me one of your own?
You know, I'm trying
I'm
to
an
make
editor. I don't have any original
yo,
content.
Yo, Lou, wait.
No, it's fine because I'm trying to mix.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
I'm trying to mix medical with sex. I think.
No.
Anybody else top it though?
Anybody?
Well, yeah. Are we going around?
I'm calling a general thing.
What do you got?
Today.
Dr. Feelgood.
Dr. Feelgood.
I got a hashtag dog door doctor.
Dog door doctor.
I got you like that
relevant
aspect, the details.
Oh, it is relevant.
Hashtag X gonna give it to you.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
X gonna give it to you.
Nice. I like it.
Consensus is Brian on that one.
I vote Brian.
I'll give him the point.
All right.
Next story, Krumpus in Austria.
Hashtag you better watch out.
You better watch out.
Okay. I like
anybody?
It.
Hashtag, at least it's not as bad as the Nazis.
Oh. On the nose.
Okay, I mean, that could be worked in a lot of ways. I mean, pretty much be every story. But
no. The Austrians were Austria was like
I'm
going to
go Maurice Sundag, let the wild Krumpus begin.
I like that one because I like that
Thank
movie.
You, I know. It was a feel-good movie.
I'm just going to say it. Hashtag raping the children.
Again, not something that you would throw.
Hashtag what the fuck. let's see. I kind of like Dan's on that one.
Thank you.
Oh, come on. It's took a Christmas
There's
classic.
Mad feels in that book. There was a lot of feels in that book.
His had feels and references. I'm giving him the point.
I feel molested.
Thank you.
By the Krampus?
No, by Dan.
Well,
Congratulations.
Welcome to meeting Dan. All right. Next one, Carjacker Steal Radioactive Waste.
Hashtag jacked and dead.
Jacked and dead.
Damn. Sounds like a steroid overdose.
Hashtag El Hulk.
El Hulko?
Hashtag radioactive burn.
I like it.
You know what? I meant to do this while I was giving my hashtag.
Push buttons? Oh, God.
Oh,
no.
Nice. All right.
No, give it a good read.
What was it, Radioactive Hulk?
El Hulk.
El Hulk. Mm.
Radioactive El Hulk.
I just came to Jack of 27 Volkswagen. 2007 Volkswagen with a crane.
A Volkswagen has a crane on it.
It's a van.
Yeah.
It has a crane. And I just wanted the van, man. And,
okay.
And that's what happened.
I forgot what we were talking about.
I had a lot of songs.
Anybody else got one for that?
I had a lot of songs in my head. And hashtag welcome to the new world.
Imagine Dragons does reactive.
Radioactive.
Okay.
Oh. All right.
I had to jump a couple stones to get across that river, but that's all right.
No. I want to give Brian that point just that's from sheer, nice. Like.
Brilliant.
Nice.
Like, that was a delayed response. That was powerful.
It was a slow cook, is what.
Slow cook.
He had you some leaves, but you got there in a very agile manner.
Speaking of slow cook, let's go to the high chick.
All right, next one. Yeah. Girlfriend, playfully.
Well, who won that one?
We're still going.
No, but who?
Oh, I gave you the point. I gave you the point.
Oh, you did? All right.
I appreciated the reference. Girlfriend playfully kills boyfriend.
Hashtag, she shot me down, bang, bang, if anyone knows that song. Kill Bill soundtrack.
I do. Nope. Yeah, I do know that.
Thank you.
I had more songs in my head. Shot to the heart.
Shot to the heart.
More popular than mine.
Okay.
This is for the burger joint?
Yeah.
No. This is for I shot my boyfriend by mistake.
All right, hashtag finger bang.
Bang, bang, bang. Right,
so far.
Bang, hashtag bang you.
Shot
bang,
at love.
Shot at love. Okay.
Hashtag whoops.
Danielle, you're the only one you want to?
I got nothing.
Nothing? All right.
I got a dog.
I'm going for Lou.
Finger bang.
Finger bang.
Bang
because.
Every night.
Because the song?
Because of the song.
Right.
He had a little extra multimedia presentation.
A little extra.
That he didn't use when he presented his hashtag, but all right. We don't care.
Next one, though. Man spends $750 for an Xbox photo.
That was the next one? I thought it was the Wendy's thing.
I'm going a little out of order. I'm throwing
all right.
Hashtag fucked.
Yeah?
hashtag a picture's worth $750.
Nice.
Okay. Not bad, not bad.
Hashtag it's my pick in a box.
Okay,
pick in a
clever
box?
Jeez, mine sucks.
Pick in a box.
Mine is really bad. Hashtag Cheerio.
Every single
no
birthday, a pick in a box.
You stepped on this thing. One more time.
Sorry.
One more time, Lou.
I said Cheerio, no.
Oh, no, no, yeah. No.
No.
I thought it was bad.
Lou.
Thought it was bad. It was better than fucked over.
I said,
yeah, that one was weak. That one was weak.
I said hashtag fuck, not
hashtag
fuck over.
Unfortunate consequences.
Lou, I'm pretty sure I could take you in a fight.
Hashtag spent $750.
I wouldn't have to kick you in the balls. I could just straight up fight you, and I could take you in a fight.
All right. Pick in a box is the winner.
Over at her mother's house.
I'm not
going to
argue
box
that. All right. So I think Dan got it. Right?
Yeah, Dan got that one. Pick in a box is the winner. Final one. Woman served blunt at Wendy's.
All right. Hashtag burger joint.
Burger joint. Brilliant.
Nice. I like
that
it.
Didn't miss
that,
a beat.
I
like
that beats
it
mine. It was hashtag blunt burger.
All right.
Sorry.
I got hashtag blunt trauma.
Blunt trauma. Oh, nice. Also good.
That is
thank
good.
Again, I'm going musically, and I was going to cook your burger, but I got high.
Oh.
No, the burger was fully cooked, though.
Sing it as, Brian, sing it as that Randy guy that you always feel like
Randy,
I hate.
Well,
Randy
we'll hear that later.
Yeah.
I hear it every day of my life now. And now right. He won't do it on request.
I'm sorry, guys, but burger joint.
Nice
takes
burger
that
joint.
One.
I liked it.
Nice.
I finally got
I
a point.
It.
All right. Final.
No, you got two.
Yeah, two.
Yeah. Yeah. Final standings. We got Brian with two. We got Lou with two, tied up in second place. And we got Dan with three. Eat the head at the end.
Thank you. Thank you.
Respect.
I win every multiplayer.
This week's hashtag winner.
All right.
Now, Brian.
I'm rich!
But not really.
Now, Brian, I think you had a little thing set up.
I do. You want to intro it a little bit?
You guys are going to intro this bathroom break right now?
Well, do you not smell the pasta cooking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Technically, that's sauce.
But shut up. Do you not smell the sauce cooking?
You can smell it.
I don't smell shit, man.
Oh, I'm picking up on it.
I smell
it's
it.
It's the garlic.
Okay, well, I guess I'll enjoy it.
Anyway, last week we did the movie reenactments, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're doing another one.
What you making a movie be? Well, let's find out and see. So sit right back and relax. It's the movie with Paint It Black. Oh, it's the movie Paint It Black.
That was friend of the show, Randy Newman, with our new theme.
A.K.A. my boyfriend, Brian Katz.
Actually, can somebody hand me a beverage? My throat's a little dry.
Can you send one Thank over you. Here, too?
That it was brilliant, I gotta say.
Beautiful. That is gorgeous. I love it.
Well, I'm gonna say there's a lot of people on. Okay.
I sleep with that every night now.
All right, get over it.
It beats this, because this is what I sleep with.
Oh, he's so cute, though.
We got Chewbacca in the studio.
All right.
He's less hairy, though.
True.
Well, I'm Italian.
Complete with bandolier.
Okay, so basically, if you listened last week, we try to recreate a movie with our own little style here.
So last week, we did The Hunger Games. You can go back and listen to that.
This week, Pete, what movie are we doing?
I believe it is The Dark Knight Rises.
Dan, you are playing Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne's got to get tinkle.
All right, well, hold on. Just wait. We're going to take a
time Well, let's take out. A quick time out here.
Just adjusting the jump.
All right, we're back from our pee break. All right.
Just enough to hear about the jump.
All right.
So
here's what we're going to do. All right, you want to say?
Back to our movie reenactments after last week's Hunger Games.
All right, we're going to do Batman, the...
Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rises, that's the one. We're going to do about four scenes because this movie's a little bit, like... The scene's a little bit shorter, so there's a lot more of us here, so that's what we're going to do. The first scene is going to be Selina Kyle, which will be played by the fabulous Jillian Gray. Bruce Wayne, played by the fabulous Dan Pilkar.
Thank you.
And I'm Alfred.
You'll be Alfred?
Yeah, I'm fabulous. So, all right.
You got to do a Michael Caine?
Don't sell
Michael
yourself short.
So basically, Selina Kyle is going to, she's a maid, she's obviously a cat thief, she's going to go try to steal some
shit. A
cat
thief, yeah.
I didn't make up the dumb fucking movie. Anyway.
Hamburglar?
She's there only to steal cats. That's it.
Was it a...
Cat burglar. You're gonna love the way I play this.
Yo, everyone fucking Bruce Wayne's cats were gone. He was like, what the fuck happened? Meow, bitch, got all your cats. All right, so you're going to encounter me as you working in the kitchen. So... Here you go. We're going to start right now. Are you ready? Start scene. Hello, hello.
Take two.
Hello.
Excuse
me. What's all this day, eh?
Excuse the size of a tangerine.
Excuse me, love. You need to bring some food up to Mr. Wine.
Meow, meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow.
He lives in the East Wing. Stop meowing at me.
Meow, meow.
Stop.
You want more?
All right.
So, can you say something for him?
That was how I was going to play this.
Okay, well then, that's not going to work.
Fine.
Like, come on.
Come on, fine, man. It's improv. Fine. Yes, and.
Fine, you British fuck. I'll bring it up to you, Mr. Wayne, in his bedroom.
Not with that tongue, you won't.
I think he likes my tongue just fine. Thank you very much.
Oh, very
presumptuous of you. All right. You're going to take this key, and you're going to unlock the door. You're going to put the food on the table, and you're going to walk out and then lock the door. You all right with that?
What is he, some sort of monster? What the fuck are these directions about?
It takes the lotion on its skin.
Okay. Selina Kyle is no more. Danielle, you're now Selina Kyle. You've been recast.
But you don't like the
recast
way I was
playing her. Recast in the middle of the movie. You've been Heath Ledger.
No.
Damn. What?
I liked Catwoman better.
You're both. All right, Jillian has lost the role after four attempts.
You got
meow meow meows and just cursing at me. Okay,
it's like Back to the Future. You got Eric Stoltz.
Okay, so I'm not going to redo that scene over again.
I'd rather be.
You're taking the stuff up to Bruce Wayne's place, and now you're stealing his pearls. And Bruce Wayne, enter. She's stealing your stuff, Bruce Wayne.
What the fuck?
Catwoman.
Hello, Mr. Wayne.
Hey, what's popping, little mama?
Do you see how meow, meow, meow works so much better there?
You've been recast. Shut up. Nothing
Let's get
at
back
all?
To this, no, back
no,
to
I
this,
said it, dude.
Right, right.
Back to this riveting scene.
All right.
All right, you might get recast.
It's fine. I'm terrible at this.
Lou, you're now Catwoman.
All right, Lou, you're Catwoman.
We went through Eartha Kitt, that white woman, and now we're at wherever Lou is.
All right, we'll restart the scene. Lou is Catwoman now. Okay, you're stealing Bruce Wayne's pearls. Bruce Wayne.
I'm the captain of the Black Pearl.
What? I don't know. Don't mind me. I'm just, I'm awful at this.
Oh, good for you.
Wow. We got some real actors in
yeah,
the room.
Yeah, this is amazing.
I told... Listen, I'm not in, like, the right...
No offense. Room. No offense, but you're a nice guy, but we are done professionally. How'd you like it if I came into your house, stole your pearls, and ripped out all your lights?
Oh, God.
That's Bush League. No, that's Bush...
Okay, end
and
scene.
that okay. could have gone... No, that'll be for the DVD, actually.
I mean,
couldn't have went worse.
I swear to God,
Dan saved it. Dan, good job.
One of your guys is buzzing. I got a message on my phone
That's
right
That's clearly
there.
You, then.
Why do you even plug in your phone to the sound?
Because I play music sometimes. All right. Okay, scene two. Batman, we're going to have be played by Lou Figueroa here. Catwoman... Should I even give you two the fucking part here?
Like,
what's the scene?
This is where Catwoman betrays Batman to Bane. Mm. All right, so can you do that? You
think? I think Dan
okay.
can do it.
And Bane will be played by Peter.
I could probably do it better in leather.
We don't have that. Okay.
I have leather.
We have to take
vegan.
Another pause.
Wait,
take a break.
Vegan.
Take a break.
It's vegan leather.
Okay.
Vegan leather.
All right.
I'm wearing some right now.
I'm gonna set up this. I'm
set all right, so you have to act very pretentious.
I'm still seeing, anyway, you walk in, Bane's there, and Batman knows that he's been tricked by Catwoman. Batman. Catwoman.
Listen, buddy, this is just the way it goes. It's nothing personal.
Bane?
Welcome, Batman, to my lair of darkness.
Batman.
Your lair. You bring a valid point, Batman. I see the error in my ways, but it won't stop me from breaking you. No one crosses Batman. Darkness? I was born of darkness. It's time for Gotham to Reckoning.
And they start
You
fighting.
Adopted the brr. I was born in the brr.
And they start fighting.
Raised by the brr.
Oh, we got a fight now?
And they start fighting.
All right, fight.
Oh, no.
Boom, smash, pow, wham.
Kablam.
Batman breaks. Batman gets his bat broken.
This is awful.
Take this, Kuya.
Okay.
Somebody throw a pie in this bit.
Okay, and scene. Scene three. Talia al Ghul, can you think you could do that, Talia al Ghul?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I will play Talia al Ghul. All right, Bane will be played again by Peter Berg, and Batman again by Lou. We will expect more. This is where Talia al Ghul reveals her plan. All right, so Bane gets beat by Batman. So Batman, you're talking to Bane right now about like how. Well, you know, just start going blah blah blah. Okay,
just
Batman,
do what you do.
Shut up! Like, please shut the fuck up. Anyway, so
that seriously could be replaced by them having sex. Just
yes.
Do what you do. Shut up! Shut the fuck up.
Anyway, so Lou, you've defeated Bane. Go.
You punched me. It was very painful for me.
So, Batman gets stabbed in the ribs.
Take this.
Batman, you can never know that I was the one that did this. Blah, 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 blah.
Blarg? She is the puppet master.
You killed my father that I didn't really particularly care for.
This plot makes no sense.
I know. Payne was not the one born in darkness. I was.
Look out, Catwoman's going to drive a Batmobile through the plot hole in this scene.
You're gonna, please. I love Payne, and he loves me, and that was his problem. My worst nightmare is that he gets hit by a rocket from a fucking bike somehow.
Suck it, bitches.
Batman?
Look out!
Okay, end scene.
Where's Catwoman? Busting in.
Boom.
Yeah. We're not redoing the whole movie, yeah. Luke. Come
just
on.
Give him me out.
Did you really want more of a part in that scene?
She breaks in and he's... All
right.
I had a whole thing.
Okay, last and final scene.
Alright, Chody, I know you want to leave this
sinking ship. Last and final scene.
Let me out too.
Alfred, it's the last scene where basically they're in Venice and Alfred sits down to see Bruce and Selina hanging out at the pub, the cafe.
The cafe.
You are Selina. You are not Bruce. You are Bruce Wayne, Dan, nice. And I'll be Alfred.
This will go well.
It's like, okay. So basically, I'm gonna sit down. All right. Oh, I believe that's Bruce Wayne over there.
Oh Jesus! It's that old guy who used to take care of me. Don't look. Don't look. This is awkward.
Wait. Is he right over? Oh shit! He saw me.
No, don't look. Don't look.
This is what I've always dreamed of: to be shunned by my fucking best friend. I'm so glad he's happy about ignoring me.
He's at your 9 o'clock. Don't.
just look at my boobs. Just look at my boobs.
Just pay the check and leave, Bruce. Just pay the check and leave. All right, see.
What are you guys doing here? Would you care for an espresso?
Oh, my God. This has gotten really awkward.
What's the matter?
It's Bane.
What? You don't recognize me? I'm wearing a mask.
All right.
I used to know you.
What? Are you still mad about the back thing?
You were friends, yeah.
The whole pitch situation, it was business.
Okay, that's the end of that. Hopefully next week we can try to make that a little bit better.
Right.
Listen,
looks like a...
You were pretty spot on with your Batman.
I lent a solid performance. Yeah. All right?
I think Lou gave everything he had. That was
people on Twitter will be saying it was a tour de force.
It's Oscar season coming up. Right. Just keep Lou in your minds.
All right. So we're going from movies to some movies here.
Well, before we do that, Lou, do you have any hypotheticals you'd like to ask?
Oh, I just figured this week we'd embarrass our relatives and tell some stories about them. What do you think?
Okay, I'm fine with that, yeah.
Yeah,
all right.
Cue it up.
LLL. Oh, you. Hypothetical Lou.
All right.
You can dance if you want to.
You can leave your friends behind.
Because your friends don't dance.
And if they don't dance?
They are no friends of mine.
Do the whole song.
You can dance. You can dance.
Man, that was such a throwback.
Now, we should just be impressed we got that far. All right?
I mean,
that was pretty good, Cats. What do you think?
Those were the days.
All right. I like it.
Nice.
The enthusiasm.
Nice.
Oh, that is nice. That is nice.
All right. What's your question, Lou? What do you think?
All right. So basically just tell a story about a family member that they probably would not want to hear, you know, told in public. Nice story, dude. Nice.
Why don't you start us off, Lou?
I got to think about that one.
All right. Let's see.
My wife loves this cuddler dog. It's just loves it.
She doesn't like it as much as I do, I'll tell you that. I don't know.
I would tell a story about my brother, but he'll seriously punch me in my face.
Does he listen to the podcast?
No.
He'll find out. I'm so scared of him because I talk some shit on Ace.
I'm always scared of your brother still. I'm so scared of Jay.
I'm not scared at all. Not even a little bit.
No, me neither.
I mean, his wife is lovely.
I beat that ass a while.
It's not a physical fear. It's like the torrent of bitching I'm about to receive.
I feel like he could destroy me mentally, and I'm not even going to go there.
All right, so, Lou.
He practices with that.
Alex, you guys all know Alex. He's on the show a lot.
Alex, friend of the show.
He hates it when I tell people about the time that we were having like a little argument. He was younger, you know.
And he's still younger than you.
Yeah. But I mean, he was like a kid. He wasn't really an adult at this time. But he was pissing me off, and he had just cooked a Hot Pocket. And he took his first bite into it. So I push it in his face, meaning to get it just in his mouth. Ooh. Mm. That shit goes right in his eye. And he's like, oh! Oh! You got hot pocket in my eyes!
The ladies feel your pain.
He's fucking crying and shit. And I'm like, you're a bitch. You fucking deserved it. And he's just wailing for like 5 minutes. Like, oh!
How old was he at the time?
He had to
be Please like, say 23.
It's like 2 weeks ago.
No. I mean, like, he was probably like 13 or something stupid like that. But he was being a little bitch, and I had to...
Bring Alex around next week.
I had to feel a little justified.
We need to hear the other side of that one.
There's no other side.
I have a couple with me and my brother, but like usually he gets the best on me because he's like he thinks the shit out more than I do. We used to play this game where growing up it was just my father and my brother, so it was a dude house, you know. So we used to play this game where if I had to get up to pee, like in high school, like it'd be like 2 o'clock in the morning, everyone's sleeping. If I was the one to get up, I'd sneak into his room, and I'd come down. I'd smack him as hard as I fucking could in his face while he was sleeping. I'd be like, wow! And then I'd run, and you know, you run across the house, and I'd jump into my bed and pretend I was sleeping. So he, like, runs in, and, like, you're fake sleeping, but, you know, your father's like, what are you guys doing out there? And he's like, nothing. And it was just an unspoken thing. I get smacked, he gets smacked. And this one time, I misjudge my bed, so I slap him as hard as I fucking can, and I run in, and I jump, and, like, there's this head imprint on the wall, like, 2 feet above my bed where I jumped in, and I just, like M. Bison torpedoed into the fucking thing.
He haunted that shit.
And my dad rolls in the room, he opens the door, and he's just like, you gotta be hurting. I was like, it hurts so bad.
Oh, that would have been good for right. Last week, too.
That was a bad one.
Oh, that's good.
Anybody else got one?
Anyone? Well, Brian doesn't have any. So.
Brian's full of them.
You got grandparents.
Yeah, you got one?
I got one about, like, I work with my family, and this is actually Pete and Libby were with me.
I know this one.
Which one?
We Libby? Fucking, well, there,
I was there for many of these.
There's two, but, like, I just like one just because it just got me good. But anyway, like, we found this big screen projection TV on the curb. So we bring it into
this was early 2000s. Like, big screens were not the norm.
We wanted
it wasn't a flat screen. It was a tube.
It wasn't a... We basically wanted it because we played a lot of Halo LAN games. And we brought it in. Didn't work. So we just left it in our warehouse. And then they just continued to have this, like, huge fight over, like, whose bullshit TV this was. And my uncle Dave was just like, this is not my TV. It's got to be your TV, Pete. My uncle Pete's like a huge audio and visual guy. He's just like, I wouldn't buy bullshit like this. It ain't my TV. And they're like almost like going to get into a fist fight over about whose bullshit TV this is. And like, I don't know. Just for whatever reason, it always got me that they had no idea that like we just brought this TV in here and they're fighting over it.
Now, for mine, can I tell another story about your family?
No.
I got a couple about tell Brian's family.
I'm going to tell it tell it anyway because it's my favorite story ever. But we worked with a group of friends and we were in the back warehouse while they were all in the front office, and our friend Edler put a box of packing peanuts up above the door so that, you know, whoever opened the door would fall on. He was expecting Brian to walk through the door first. It wasn't Brian. It was Brian's grandfather and his uncle Pete walked through the door simultaneously at the same time. The box falls.
Were they having a sack race? They walked through. Like,
right no, they were just. Going first. They were I'm having. Yeah, this may be hard to believe with his family, but they were having a heated argument as they walked through.
And they had their hands in each other's back pocket.
Like, yeah, as they do.
Double doors.
So they walk through the door. The box comes down. It doesn't hit any of the intended targets. It all falls on Brian's grandfather, who, without even being able to see, really just turns around and punches Brian's uncle square in the face as hard as he can. You son of a bitch, pal! And we, being me and Edler in the back, who were expecting Brian to walk through the door and had the packing peanuts, hid behind machinery for the next hour or so to not be involved in the fight that ensued.
Was there an Oscar fist fight?
You could call it that.
I actually, you know what, thinking about it, I have a better one. It's, I had to be maybe like, I don't know, like 11 or something like that. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers was a big deal. And I'm watching that shit. It's right as, like, you know, was it Megazord? Was it the Megazord?
What?
Yeah.
What do you, which thing? The Megazord
depends.
Was
if it was
a thing.
Green Ranger. He was his own separate unit.
What was the mean robot called?
Megazord. Megazord. When they all combine?
Yeah. It was Megazord. He's about to do his work. Mom runs out of nowhere, changes the channel to, like, Oprah.
And it just, like, caught me in the weird way.
You were like, no, I missed that same fucking cutscene that they always go to where he throws that sword around.
11-year-old Brian was like, fuck her. And I just kicked her square in her ass. I was like, good? Like, she, like, lifted off of her feet, turned. Now, I was a tall kid, so, like, I mean, it was a good one. Kicked her square in her ass. She, like, turns around, looks, give me this look like, I'm gonna fucking strangle you to death, and I just start jetting, man. I'm like, oh man, this girl's gonna whoop my ass. And then I hid behind my grandmother, and I was like, she's like, what's going on? I was like, I don't know, my mom's going crazy. I was like, and my mom runs in, trying to fucking beat me. My grandmother's like, oh, stop, I'm having a heart attack. Like, go ahead, stop trying to hit him. And like, I'm jumping over the couch and back and forth and shit, and then my mom, like, she was so pissed.
Wow. You did that to your mother.
Square in her ass.
Your mother. She pushed you at her cooch.
You did that. Let's not talk
and
about
he kicked
that.
Her in the head.
It's horrible, Brian.
Who else got one? Who are we missing? Well, ladies?
I'm just saying, my family's such a distinguished clan that we're having a book published about us, so I got nothing. Except priors.
I mean, everything that comes out of my mother's mouth is hysterical. So I'll just give you one Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We're all around the table.
Give us a taste.
We're all around the table. We're eating Thanksgiving dinner. You know, as we Italians do. And she goes, she comes in from the kitchen and she sits down. She goes, guess what I found last night? What'd you find, Mom? I found my foot.
What?
What?
Yep, that's it. That's all I got. But you have to know my mother to understand that everything she says makes no sense whatsoever.
Did she offer any follow-up
or
explanation?
No, none whatsoever. That was the end of the conversation.
Was the foot code for something?
As soon as she said, as Italians do, I thought of My Blue Heaven. Thanksgiving is very big in Sicily. Turkey cacciatore.
But was there a follow-up question?
No.
I found my foot. Good for you, Ma.
No,
or
we
was
like,
it?
We were, oh, okay. Right.
The dad was
congratulations.
Quoted. Coincidentally enough, that was the day that she met her black stepfather.
The dad was quoted as saying,
"English motherfucker, do you speak it?
You just give up. We all have given up. We don't know what she's saying."
He's just not. That's great, Mom.
I've been debating of telling that story about my brother that he hates.
Nice. Why does he hate that story?
You're the one who
not fucked that. Not that one.
Oh,
not that one.
Oh, okay. I was gonna. All right.
I do have one. Some of my family, if you imagine that Brian and I are pretty much family now. The only story I come up with is about him where actually involves EJ, our roommate, who we've spoken about a few times on the podcast. EJ and his fiance had an engagement party.
Oh my.
EJ and his fiance had an engagement party a few years ago, and rather than accepting actual gifts, they wanted money for the charity going to EJ's cousin who suffers from muscular dystrophy, which is
It's even worse than that. It's like bones break.
Yeah, yeah. He this is
brittle bones.
A little boy
like
who,
Sam Jackson
missed the glass.
It's a little boy who can't run around and play like normal boy. He's in a wheelchair, and they talked about their postcards on the table about how to donate to the foundation in his nephew's name, who is still with us. I don't want to make it sound like he's dead.
But why don't they just donate directly to his nephew?
It's the foundation, so it goes to his nephew and to other kids in their nephew's position. Because there are kids who are less fortunate than their nephew who can't afford treatment. So while they're talking about it, Brian and this table full of people who I just met, introduced them, making small talk, and you know them, says, Jesus Christ, this is fucking, what'd you say again?
Depressing.
Yeah, this is fucking depressing. In a room that was pretty much silent where that was picked up by half the room of Brian.
Most of the room
that,
looked at me and was like,
they're talking
for
about
the
a little
listeners
boy.
You nodded like
approvingly
smugly.
Like, I feel you, dog.
Like, that
you
is
wanna, you want to come to an engagement party, you want to feel bad.
That is the first and only time I actually was truly truly embarrassed by Brian, just because of the situation. I was like,
one of the
oh
first and only, did you say and only?
Only. No. I thought anything else I can write off. I'm like, it's just the way Brian is. That was like, oh my fucking god, I can't believe you just said that.
Yeah, Jill promptly said,
nigga, hush.
So, considering that Brian is like my family now, that is my embarrassing story about a family member.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty good.
All right, so.
Yeah.
Does that cover it?
Yeah, we got it.
That was good. I enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
Thoroughly. This fucking guy torpedoed into a wall. Yeah, no, fucking, I forget the rest of them, but that one was good.
That one was good. All
right. But I mean, I fucking assaulted my young brother, you know.
Oh, man.
Hot pocket in the
eye. Me and my brother got a million over.
Yeah,
Ask Brian about the time we were supposed to go to Delaware, and we ended up almost get arrested fist fighting in the lawn in New Jersey. My brother and I go.
You guys didn't even make it that far.
Was it in Jersey?
It was like Nassau County.
We're rolling around a neighborhood like it's the Quiet Man. Like in and down hills and shit like that, just punching each other.
All right.
Good times.
Good times.
Oh, they call me.
Whenever you're a man with brothers, there's every story just kind of pertains to violence.
Oh yeah.
Unfortunately, your brother is huge.
Yeah, but I was thinking about him, and there were the time that my brother almost killed a man when he was like 6. And
that man was Pete.
No.
A boy killed
that came
a man.
Later. That came later. No, and the time I pedigreed my other brother through a table, and he didn't wake up.
Holy shit, you know, I've done that.
Yeah, don't reenact wrestling moves when you're a kid.
We used to play WWF back in like middle school, and I gave this kid who, for some reason, he was much smaller than everyone else in class. I gave him the pedigree, and he just knocked the fuck out.
Oh,
and I was like, yo, it's time for dinner. I gotta go.
And like, I got a jam.
And let me tell you, the Stone Cold Stunner, stuns.
Yeah.
It does its job.
You probably knock somebody's tooth out.
Oh, it fucks people up real bad. They don't make it to dinner that night.
Yeah, you know what they say.
They broke his jaw. They broke his jaw.
That was so quick. Congratulations.
Nice, Blue.
Nice.
I'm trying to make my drops more organic.
That was
nice.
Good.
They're always organic. They're just a little aggressive.
Sometimes right. I'm not prepared and it's just dead air.
Let's talk about movies.
Yeah.
Price of admission. G.
Yeah, G.
Mm-hmm.
Word. Couple movies out this week. Once again, you can tell we're in the... We're out of the summer movies, and we're getting into that, like, really super boring Oscar season stuff. First movie this week, Out of the Furnace. Anybody heard of it?
Yeah, it looks awesome.
It looks real good. Starring Christian Bale, Casey Affleck, Zoe Saldana.
Oh, good for you.
Woody Harrelson, Forest Whitaker. And you guys know the plot and all that?
No.
Nothing.
I will read this long-winded thing. From Scott Cooper, the critically acclaimed writer and director of Crazy Heart comes a gripping and gritty drama about family life, circumstance, and justice. Russell Bayes, played by Christian Bale, has a rough life. He works a dead-end blue-collar job at the local steel mill by day and cares for his terminally ill father by night. When Russell's brother Rodney, Casey Affleck, returns home from serving time in Iraq, he gets lured into one of the most ruthless crime rings in the Northeast and mysteriously disappears. Stop making noises.
Yo, Lou, just get the McCaffrey virus. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
Every time, like, I press
he's
an
instant messaging. You're instant messaging, aren't you, you son of a bitch?
I thought you were doing the Jar Jar of the guy. He's instant messaging.
No, I deleted a...
instant messaging.
I deleted a message, and the second you
get use
to
the people going to tweet.
Go ahead.
Anyway, it's a bunch of that shit. Let's see. Takes matters in his own hands, put life in his line to seek justice. Blah, 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 blah. R rating... 1 hour 45 minutes, directed by Scott Cooper. Who wants to see it, and what do you think?
I think that shit is gonna be awesome, but I feel that
before you do the tomatoes thing, Lou.
Oh yeah, yeah. Here we go. You ready
for the third time tonight?
Yep.
All
right. Winding up for it.
Hang on.
Here we go.
Here's the
any best. Minute now.
Really good.
Here it comes.
Hang on.
It's happening.
Wait a second.
Just turn ready off the for AOL it. Instant Messenger.
Let's.
You want to make your motherfucking money?
Yeah. All right.
I
you
was
guys
trying
know
to
the
get
rules.
Plinko in there as well, but it just couldn't happen.
No, not organic.
I can't get two sound bites at once.
You tried, and we appreciate it. All
maybe
right,
it's
so
a bizarro universe.
Rules of the game: try to guess a Rotten Tomatoes critic score without going over Price is Right rules. Who wants to start this one?
I feel that I'm gonna love it, but it's gonna get. I feel it's gonna be fresh, so 55.
Jillian just held a piece of paper that said 55 on it.
Wow. Because I'm
like the
in
dating
your
game.
Head. I'm in your head.
I know. This
is
all
so
newlywed game and shit.
Is that the correct score?
So you are both disqualified. I'm making the rules
that
here.
Is,
Lou,
that,
up
that
to you.
That is definitely adorable.
All right, well,
I can read your mind.
It's got a pretty good cast. I mean, I'm personally not excited about it, but I think it's going to be like an 80.
You think an 80?
Yeah.
Okay.
Critics.
Danielle?
Yeah.
84. Dan.
62,
and you guys were at a what, 55? Stop looking at my screen.
I was like,
collusion.
Now.
Because collusion!
Because now you all see you all lose. It's a 52.
Oh,
really? Oh.
This is a low bald movie, apparently. I kind of want to see it, though.
Nah.
Nah?
Nah. I want to see it, but I have to say the trailer. I'm like, I have no idea what's going on.
The trailer doesn't do anything for it. Yeah.
But it's like, you know, you got Christian Bale in there. You got some good things.
Oh, good for you.
It's got serious star power, but the trailer does not do anything for it.
Yeah, but whatever.
Yeah, like, I have no idea what the movie's about.
Even I don't know. It's about,
you read that.
What
thing
was that movie with Tobey Maguire coming up from the war?
Spider-Man?
No. you're talking about the something
Pleasantville.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 2.
It sounds like that mixed with
the new movie
tall.
He's doing? The new movie he's doing?
No.
No, the one that came back came out a few years ago.
He came
ago.
Back
because we were,
his it was having sex
me
with
and Lou were walking into the movie last night and we saw a poster and Tobey Maguire looks just like Mikey. In this new movie, dude, like
R. Mikey.
I was like, damn, that's Mikey.
Mikey's acting.
It's like a vest and a bowler cap. I'd say.
He looked like an Italian guy with the bowler cap and no shirt, like. And then instantly, that was like, oh, that's Mikey.
That's Mikey.
Fucking Mikey.
All right, ready for the next one?
Next.
Yeah. Next movie's called Inside Llewellyn Davis.
Oh.
It's a porno.
You've heard of this?
Oh my god, I can't wait to see it.
It does sound like a gay porn.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
It is, in fact, a Coen Brothers movie, and it follows a week in the life of a young folk singer as he navigates the Greenwich Village folk scene of 1961, guitar in tow. Huddled against the unforgiving New York winter, he is struggling to make it as a musician against seemingly insurmountable obstacles, some of them of his own making. R rating, hour 45. Who wants... Oh, Jillian starting at a 61.
Translation, boring.
This movie stars Justin Timberlake, John Goodman... Oh. Garrett Hedlund.
Crap.
Did that change your vote?
Oscar
yeah, a little
Isaac.
Bit. JT.
Yeah.
That white boy makes me moist.
95.
JG, too.
All right, so Jillian.
That's a seven.
Jillian has revoted to a 75.
Yeah.
You could just tell me. You don't have to write it down.
I like this more.
That shit sounds boring, but.
It's Coen Brothers.
Coen, everything
I want you
but
to keep that in mind.
Everything but the plot is awesome. So 50. It's because I would give it 100 to
you're
see
going
it.
Straight down the middle on
100 there. To see it, but zero of what was about.
All right, let's go to Dan.
69.
All right.
Big sexy JT.
Danielle?
Well, I read that it got...
Whoa, spoilers.
No. I read got very good write-up. I'm going to say...
What did you say, nigga?
I'm going to say 82.
82 for you.
Woo!
And Lou.
I don't want to see it, but it I think it's going to get good scores, so. Shit. 85.
So you said 82?
Not
said
leaving
85.
A big window for Danielle.
Oh,
yeah.
Lou stole that.
86.
This movie's at a 94.
I was going to say 89, too. It got
damn.
5 stars.
Yeah.
Five
you know
stars,
what that means.
94%.
You know what it's time for?
Mustache.
There's no mustache like my father's mustache. That's the biggest mustache in town.
It's my
that's
fucking
how you,
victory music.
That's how you know Lou won something.
Yeah.
It's either that or a racist Asian song.
No, that's when Brian wins.
yeah. I'm going to win this next
ching,
one.
A ching, a ching, a ching.
Want to hear that shit.
All right, last movie this week. Last Days on Mars.
It's the sequel to John Carter.
Is Santa there for any reason?
Conquering yeah. He was conquered by the Martians. No, wait, he conquered the Martians.
The revenge
no,
of Momar.
Momar. Momar. Right. Ma Martian.
Momar, Kimar, Bomar.
Germar.
Germar.
And Droppo.
And Droppo.
What was the other guy? The old?
It was a Yiddish word.
Yeah, he was like,
I got this.
He was like quinoa or something.
No, it's like Shivitz.
Gomar, Momar,
all right,
and
so what's
fucking...
The, what's this new movie?
Description of this one is long as hell, so I'm going to skim through it. On the last days of the first manned mission to Mars, a crew member of Tantalus Base believes he has made an astonishing discovery. Fossilized evidence of bacterial life. You've lost me already.
No, I
movie.
Understand it.
Unwilling to let the relief crew claim all the glory, he disobeys orders and packs up and goes out on an unauthorized expedition to further collect samples.
24. Let's
this
do
is,
it. Let's
this is really
whoa,
dry.
Whoa, Justin, what is this going to be?
But
it's going to be terrible.
But a routine excavation turns to disaster when the porous ground collapses and he falls into a deep crevice and near certain death. His devastated colleagues attempt to recover his body. This just sounds like a...
No, guys, is this a synopsis of the whole movie?
Well,
is this
well,
and at the end, he dies.
Are you ending away in the synopsis?
No.
All right,
he falls into a crevice?
It's basically he falls into a crevice and they all try to save him.
James Franco.
Well, he's
James Franco. That would up my score. I went between 15 to 20%. I'm gonna give it a 17.5. Can I do that?
Well, before you do that, hour and a half. R rating, starring Liev Schreiber.
It's short. Oh. It's got. Oh. Okay. I'm gonna stick with.
We all like Liev Schreiber.
We do.
For the most, Ray Donovan. Ray Donovan.
18%.
Stop looking at my screen, Lou. I know you're trying to cheat.
No, I'm just looking at the stars.
You're cheating.
Oh, what are you looking at?
Cheating, Lou.
And Elias Koteas.
Those green tomato scars.
I don't know who that is. 18%.
Casey Jones himself is in this.
Oh, Casey Jones?
Oh, that guy.
18.
Okay, so Jillian, you say 18?
Yeah.
Brian?
This piece of shit, probably going to be great. I don't know, like 90.
24
for Dan?
76.
76 for Danielle?
40
for Lou.
Yeah.
Jillian, what was yours again?
18.
You win.
Wow.
This movie's at a 23.
Shit.
23.
Well, since we're family, play the goddamn...
Chochum.
Play the song.
The genius.
Chochum is the genius.
Play it.
And Mr. Chinaman say in his Chinaman way, a ding a ling a ching a chong a ching a chong chu.
I can't tell you how much I really... That makes me uncomfortable.
Okay, okay. So yeah. Another funny, uncomfortable story about Brian, but not embarrassing.
Get this through your head, you Jew motherfucker, you.
Very uncomfortable still. So, not helping the uncomfortable.
Whoa.
Before dropping off my dry cleaning and his dry cleaning, like our best outfits, he has a song in his head and he keeps singing it and singing it. And needless to say, our dry cleaners are Chinese. So
Is this something you want to say on air?
Yes.
Go for
it. I asked him, please do not walk into the dry cleaners and drop it off singing that or leave singing that. I'm pretty sure he did. I'm pretty sure all my Lily Pulitzer has been ruined. I'm pretty sure of it.
Mm. You know Mr. Chinaman singing in his Chinaman way. A ching-a-ling, a ding-a-long, a ching-a-chong.
And when we go see our accountant, please do not talk to him about being a Jew motherfucker. Mm. Please don't.
What else is he going to talk to him about?
Listen here, you Jew motherfucker.
He's his grandfather's grandson.
Leave it to me. I'll do it. I'll do the talking there. All right.
All right. Well, that's about it. I got one more story, and I'm hoping that the nerds in the room will be excited as I am about it, because they announced what
the new X-Men movie is.
Who
are the
nerds? Oh, yeah.
Days of Future Past.
That side of the table.
Days of the Future Past?
No.
Apocalypse, huh?
Why isn't Brian?
There it is, Brian. Brian got it. I didn't point to him for the nerds, but he got
it. We haven't even seen Days of Future Past
Days of Future Past.
2015, Apocalypse.
So what you're saying
is... Days of Future Past is coming out...
What are we doing? Apocalypse? Egyptian god apocalypse?
Now, here's all we know is Bryan Singer tweeted out two words. Hashtag X-Men, hashtag apocalypse. That's all we know.
Oh, fuck you, Bryan Singer.
Now, what I wanted to speculate with my nerds, what is it going to be? Is it going to be apocalypse?
Origin story. Origin story. It's definitely not going to be Age of Apocalypse. They're not going to change around the X-Men.
I want age, man.
No way.
Why wouldn't they?
Because I don't need to see Nathan Gray up on this bitch.
That's how they would introduce him. Jillian just wrote the word minority.
I don't need to see X-Man. I don't see no hand. I don't need to see no hand Wolverine.
I want to see one hand Wolverine.
No.
I want to see one eyed Cyclops.
I don't want to see three.
I want to see Dead Man Deadpool.
No. Don't need to see any of that.
Half of mine, Jean Grey.
I want to see Pirate Gambit. All that shit.
That's not going to happen.
I want all of that. Every bit of that.
An origin story would be far doper.
An origin story of Apocalypse?
Of Apocalypse.
$5 if you name his real name.
John.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Start with an R. Rumpelstiltskin.
No.
John.
Start with an R.
No, it's three words.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Rajah Ghul.
Close.
It started with a Ra.
It's N Sabbath Noor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, no one's going to guess that.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I own Nerd Crown. But nobody's excited?
I'm excited if it's an origin story.
Pete, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I know you don't. So stop talking.
I need it to be an origin story. If they just make him another lame X-Men villain, I don't need to see it.
Have you ever read the Apocalypse Origin book?
Yeah.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
I would actually see it. But they won't do it because they can't put Hugh Jackman in there.
Why?
That guy is like eternal in the movies.
But he doesn't factor into the story, and it would be weird to have him in ancient Egypt.
Wolverine?
Yeah.
Well, they're doing Days of the Future Past. What do you guys feel about him jumping back too far?
Oh, I see where you're going.
Fucking up Egypt.
He goes back to the 1970s, slips on a TARDIS or something, and ends up back in the... ancient Egyptian times.
If we want to do that, then he can jump in the DeLorean at Doc Brown. I don't really give a fuck.
Wolverine, we gotta go back to the future.
Days of the Future.
No, I understood. I got all that.
Days of the Future Past is definitely him jumping back, right?
It's him jumping back. Technically, it shouldn't be him. It should be Kitty Pryde, but they're still doing it.
Or maybe Farnsworth takes him back. Yeah.
Hubert Farnsworth. Even better.
Woodhouse.
Good news, Wolverine.
I can't believe we didn't even mention Nelson Mandela at all. He fucking
did. I did. Why at was the we? Beginning. All right,
here's my thing about Nelson Mandela.
No,
I mean in general.
Here's the thing about Nelson Mandela that's been bothering me is he died.
Yesterday.
We all know he died.
Yeah, that's what's
yesterday.
Bothering most
no,
of us.
No, let me finish. Let me finish. He died. What the fuck?
What the fuck is
no,
this?
No, no, no.
Not for
song.
Nelson Mandela.
No.
Oh, he's mine.
No! Oh, no. Hell
oh, no,
no!
No, no,
no!
Hell no!
No.
Hell
no!
This podcast is over.
Hell no! No!
I know you love that song, but inappropriate.
No!
How's that inappropriate? Is that your boy?
Oh, the humanity!
Brian, I'm just gonna say, no.
That man did 36 years in jail.
Because of the no. man. So
my problem is, all over my Facebook page is people going, yo, rest in peace, Nelson Mandela, and nobody knowing what the fuck he did in his life.
I hate that. I hate
it's
that
pathetic.
Too. I don't pretend to be well-versed in Nelson Mandela, but when
turn that song off!
when you see rest in peace, Nelson Mandela, hashtag I have a dream, you're like, come on.
Oh, exactly! My God,
exactly.
No.
And the sad thing is, I've seen more than one of those.
Right.
So,
what the fuck?
Look,
right.
I'm all
by any means necessary, Nelson Mandela.
Unless you know you're doing a compilation, you're like saying they all have the same vision, but I don't
no,
think that's what's
it's literally,
happening.
It,
I don't
it
think
is,
that's what's
going on. It is the worst thing since Osama bin Laden was killed, and I saw on my Facebook wall.
Oh, you thought that was bad?
No, I saw on the Facebook wall.
I loved him.
Somebody wrote, the president's dead? And I was like, I'm done with all of you. I'm done with you people. I can't
if by president,
even
mean,
think about you.
President
I don't
of South Africa
live on
like 10 years ago.
I don't.
Yes.
I do not want to live on this planet with those people anymore.
People have been frankly checking if Morgan Freeman's still alive.
Yeah. That's what's kind of ironic is last week a movie about Nelson Mandela came out starring Idris Elba.
Yeah, and he didn't get to meet him because he was too ill. But
yeah.
He did.
He had a lung thing, lung infection.
He's been since the fall.
Idris Elba met his daughter, met Mandela's daughter, and
just like
daughter's been calling him dad, calling Idris Elba dad.
Idris Elba's the shit.
Oh, he was Luther. He's a man.
He's a lot of cool shit. He's Heimdall.
Yum a dum dum.
Damn straight. You said it, Pete.
You're right, Pete. He's pretty sexy.
He
I guess.
Do that. That was
he's
totally,
a good looking guy.
That was accident.
Like a mahogany god.
Oh man, but you know who else perished?
Oh no no.
Don't do it.
No.
The man who created the Doritos Locos Tacos.
Mr. Too Fast Too Furious himself, Paul Walker?
No, not him.
He died. Who are you
the
talking
guy
about?
Who created Doritos Locos Tacos.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Martin Doritos Locos?
Exactly.
Oh, some fucking stoner who's like, yo, you know me great? Tacos that are Doritos.
You know, man?
Listen,
you
at
know
least
man?
I know what he did. And it was...
Paul Walker did a bunch of shit.
He's
movies.
A fucking humanitarian.
Who was?
Ken,
the Dorito guy.
Paul Walker was a humanitarian.
Well, those fucking movies were a crime against humanity.
Dude, Paul Walker, I mean, ironically dies
I mean, the man
in a
was,
car accident.
He
listen,
was both fast
he
and
was
furious.
A nice fellow.
He was too fast.
But.
Too furious.
But.
That guy was Tokyo Drift.
I enjoy Doritos a lot more than I do those fucking racing movies.
Yo, so quick little thing. You know these celebrity deaths come in threes. Who's out there that's going to die?
Who's next?
Brian, that's the three guy.
Who this week did I say was dead who was
Dorito?
Actually dead?
That guy's not famous. No one was a
fucking... Who's this fucking Dorito guy?
He's the
you
Dorito
haven't
guy.
Dropped a name, Luke.
I don't fucking know.
I'm looking up.
He's like, yeah?
I sent Pete the story. The guy perished.
Guy
but...
who suggested maybe some Doritos
no,
tacos.
No. He definitely did, and he's credited with it. He's the reason why
he's
have it.
He's buried an unmarked
oh,
grave.
Oh, shit, he is dead.
Yeah.
Todd Mills, creator of the Doritos Locos Tacos,
he's
died at
old.
41 years old.
From what? To
eating
Doritos
Locos
Tacos.
Eating a lot of Doritos Locos Tacos.
Oh, yo, so seriously.
He's like,
who's...
I've been doing this shit for years. It's delicious.
Oh,
we should...
shit. He passed away on Thanksgiving from cancer. There's nothing funny about this.
No.
What kind of cancer?
Really? It's funny? Like,
no, it's not funny.
What kind of cancer?
Doritos Locos
Horrible
Tacos cancer.
Cancer.
Prostate.
It doesn't say. All they say is that he was a true friend of the Taco Bell family.
It was
he was a true friend of humanity.
All right, so seriously, like, there's usually comes in threes. That guy doesn't count. No one knows him.
He doesn't fucking count.
He doesn't count.
No, can we take a moment of silence for Todd Mills, creator of the Doritos Locos Tacos, which we all enjoy?
Yeah, no,
I've never had one.
Blasphemy.
Hey, Todd.
Nothing! You've done nothing! Nothing!
Brian.
He's dead.
Brian, perhaps you'd like to tell everyone my hidden talent.
Whoa.
Billy Mays.
Eating Doritos Locos Tacos?
No. My hidden talent is I will say that a celebrity is dead, and honest to God, believe it, and they will actually be alive, but like about a month later, they will die.
Did you guess this guy?
That's way less
You're like,
than I
thought. Todd Mills!
You were having a Dorito and just were like, oh!
No.
like Christopher Walken in the Dead Zone.
SNL
things.
No, I'm
You're
saying.
You're gonna lose your coffee.
I
You're gonna be so thirsty, though.
It was a spoof of the
movie. I named someone this week who I thought was dead, who wasn't dead. Who was it? Because they're next.
I don't know. Who are you talking about?
You gotta write these names down when
you
I say
You gotta write these names down.
Jillian, you could just tell us.
Just tell us.
I don't remember. That's the problem.
Oh, my God. All right, so
that's like Lou's story of not knowing who the fuck Todd Mills was.
All right, so does anyone have
any
guesses?
It doesn't matter. I know what he did.
All right, so does anyone have any guesses who's going to be the next one?
Debbie Gibson.
Debbie Gibson.
Next person to perish?
No, I actually...
Is that Tiffany or Debbie Gibson?
That's a good one, because nobody would see it coming.
I don't know.
She actually...
How the fuck am I going to know that? That's not going to make the news.
Is Neil Young still around?
Yeah,
Neil Young will
remember. That's my guess.
Willie Nelson and Neil Young are both
He's overdue. He is on borrowed time, that guy.
That's kind of how I feel about Garrett Busey.
Yeah.
Brain injury in an older man.
Well,
he's due.
The time that he's spending isn't real time.
No, he's in Busey time.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It doesn't move as fast as...
Wait, I have something
normal
for
Normal human time.
Gary Busey is already dead. He's living on a different plane that's able to channel into this plane.
Oh, his soul was transferred to... Was transferred to an evil cookie.
Ginger dead man.
Yeah. I'm glad somebody got that.
In time, you know, time is momentary. Eventually, it's time.
All right. Pete? Anybody?
Who's on death's door? Anyone from the movie Last Vegas?
Yeah.
Pretty much on their way out?
Oh,
yeah,
makes me sad.
You know, Death March Morgan Freeman.
Dan?
Well, it would be appropriate after Mandela.
Morgan Freeman, Robert De Niro,
Kevin Kline.
And, Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas looks like...
No, after
Well,
Catherine
he's got
Zeta
the
Jones,
cunnilingus throat, so he's on his way out.
After Catherine Zeta-Jones, like, said bye-bye.
I don't think she said bye-bye.
Michael Douglas.
I think it was him. I hope
John
so.
Voight. That's my goal. My guess.
Dan?
Oh, yeah.
Because Angelina said bye-bye?
No, because I watched Ray Donovan, and he looks fucking shitty. All
right. Dan?
Evil Knievel.
He's dead.
His son is still alive.
Congratulations, motherfucker.
No. His son is still alive, though.
Boo.
Are you calling his son?
No, I don't know. How the fuck should I?
You have to channel the elements.
Yeah, follow your spirit animal.
Yeah.
Just... Think who's on death's door or otherwise.
Oh no, Michael Caine popped in my head, but I feel bad.
See? That's how you do it. Why'd That's you do how that you do me? It.
Don't you
it
dare, motherfucker.
Right.
He is a treasure.
To be fair, I pictured the most eloquent way to go. It's like the big fish ending. You know, where like he's just like going into the water and Christian Bale's there and like
I don't know, that visual made me laugh.
Okay, For, honestly, I don't know if this... Because usually it's like two famous, legitimately famous people than some guy who like was famous at one point.
Todd Mills.
MTV's Jesse.
Oh, Jesse.
Oh, no.
No,
nice.
Not Jesse.
Nice. He's still alive.
Yeah, man. Just Jesse and the H-Street Posse, bro. Gonna die next.
H-Street Posse? You remember this year?
You're sure he's still alive? He didn't fucking...
Not 100% on that.
I'm pretty sure he probably
Could
shot up and OD'd.
Definitely be dead.
His family had enough money to revive him a million
90%
times
90%
No one knows what that guy's
you
doing.
You should have said Kurt Loder, because that guy's one foot in the grave.
Kurt Loder.
I'm Kurt Loder.
Adam
and
McKay? What was his name? Adam?
Matt Pinfield.
Oh.
Dying next.
No,
don't put that on Pinfield. I like Pinfield.
I've actually seen Matt Pinfield at a bunch of concerts.
He's a tiny man.
We both saw him together at a bunch of concerts at the Hammerstein.
Yeah.
Hammerstein's closing either this month or next month. Last concert.
Good, I hate that
really?
Place.
Roseland's closing in April.
I hate that place too.
Hammerstein's
nice.
Last concert's going to be Lady Gaga 7 days long.
Rah, 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 rah.
Actually, she's playing there. That's like slumming it.
She's doing a 7-day thing because it's
well, turn off the Lady Gaga, right? Jay's
going. Oh, no, my spot is the Highline. Highline. Gotta go to the Highline.
Oh, this sucks. I can't jack off to this.
I don't know the Highline.
Man, I loved it back when there were places all over the place. What do you think, Cats?
Those were the days.
Yeah, you're right.
Those were the
days. But seriously,
days.
Like, the downtown used to do shows. The fucking... Right,
right. Downtown's gone.
Do you guys remember
the Nasty
when,
Donkey
do you guys remember Crazy when Andrew WK did the Hammerstein? Pete, wasn't he pretty sexy?
Yumma dum dum.
That was hysteria.
Wait, can we run for a second? Lou called...
What did you experience during that, Danielle?
I whipped my hair back and forth.
Wait, can we rewind for a second? Lou called
and Jillian! What did you say?
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
Justin, how was all that
I
shit?
Get you,
it's gonna be terrible.
Alright, Lou, what did you think? I'm gonna throw this guy down the big green pipe and I jump on his head!
I noticed Lou's is the least insulting to Lou.
It's not insulting to Lou's at all.
When you make the drop.
Wait, I have a question. Because I've seen it, though, I think it was already closed. Lou just called it the Nasty Donkey.
It was fucking nasty.
It was. He's
but
like,
was it called it was the Crazy Donkey?
Do you guys remember the dancers that were at the Crazy Donkey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
I called it the Nasty Donkey for a reason.
I'm just confused because I never actually went there. So
it's justified.
Does anybody remember the Roxy that was in Huntington?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I saw Marilyn Manson there in like 94. Okay, I'm going to say 94. I could be wrong. I know I was in all black with the black lipstick because that was...
That
sexy.
I would like to see.
That was sexy when I was 15. You don't want to see it.
No, for
you
pure
you
want to
see
laugh
it burgundy red, not a black.
Yeah, and the Lunatrix opened up for Marilyn Manson, and he came
out.
Whoa, what's happening?
Do you
the Lunatrix were involved.
Uh-huh. And he came out on those, like, stilts, and he had a lollipop in his crotch. I remember. It was great. Yep, he did the Beautiful People.
I'm making the same
thing.
Yeah, Huntington, yep.
I'm making the
play
same
it twice,
face that,
yeah, that was really all he had.
Open and close with it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Same face that the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air's family made when they saw
Blackface.
I just remember sitting on the bar.
Whoa.
I got to meet Chip, the drummer for the Lunatics. That was pretty fun.
Fucking Blackface.
I didn't understand the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air thing.
Oh, whenever there's something...
That too.
Does that make
it clear?
Anytime anything shocking happens in MTV Video or Movie Awards, him and his family are like, unfortunately, this is a podcast, so you can see that, but they are shocked.
Will Smith?
Will Smith and his family are good, God-fearing Scientologists, and they don't go for that kind of shit.
Oh,
did he cheat on Willow Smith?
When twerk happened, and something also, him and his wife from Marilyn Manson performed with this, like, all these black performers, like, looked away.
Black?
Because we're Christians. Most black people are God-fearing Christians, and when Marilyn Manson performed, they all looked away back in the 90s.
Read the Bible? I'll feed you the damn Bible.
That's a nice closer to that, right?
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Pretty much put a pin in that one.
We got a lot of sounds going.
Crank that bitch. Yeah. Let's do our closing. All right. We're going to end this. Anybody else have anything they want to contribute before we...
Listen to A-Squad.
Yeah.
Maybe. Starring...
A-Squad's pretty good.
Starring myself, Brian, and this other guy. And that other guy.
No, wait, I'm sorry. Starring a Grandpa Salty, achievement noise, boing, and Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum.
No, FIFA.
Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum.
And the vocal chocolate that is Rise Like Me.
I don't remember his alternate name from last week.
It was Batman's Bottom.
Batman's Bottom.
Impartial Ringmaster. I believe the one I came up with with Brian was Ball Handler 2014.
I love handling bucks.
Listen, Fatty Bats takes precedence.
Fatty Bats.
Nice.
You've got more nicknames from podcasts than your entire life.
Even I call him Fatty Bats.
Some would say I'm a good sport.
No, but here's the funny thing. We made alternate gamer tags for each other
I know,
this week.
He told me.
People listen to it. Stop calling me Grandpa Salty.
Oh, except come on, Grandpa Salty.
Call him Grandpa Salty some more.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, it's not stopping.
Oh, Loki. Loki wants to say something. Loki, speak.
Loki says Le Woof.
Le Woof.
Le Woof.
I want to holler the loud, funny words.
Thank you, Loki. Yeah. All right, so follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Check us out at paintedblackcomics.com. Email us paintedblackcomics@gmail.com. you notice this theme here. Listen to A Squad and Disenfranchised podcasts, sports and video games. Tell a friend. Leave us a comment on iTunes, and that's about it. So, for myself, Jillian, Brian, Dan, Danielle, and Lou, what are you pointing at?
What the hell is that photo about there?
I don't care. Close the door behind you.